Hi, I'm Will Bird. This talk is on self-conscious reflexive interpreters and is joint work with Nada Min. The talk is largely inspired by John Doyle's 1978 MIT PhD thesis proposal entitled Reflexive Interpreters, but also incorporates ideas from John McCarthy, Marvin Minsky, and Doug Lennett. It's very much work in progress. Hope you'll bear that in mind as you listen to the talk. However, we're hoping that ideas in this talk will encourage you to explore some of this space and ideas of reflexive or self-conscious interpreters, which both Nada and I find very intriguing and inspiring. So in 1959, John McCarthy, who is known for many things, including being the originator of the Lisp programming language, wrote a paper called Programs with Common Sense. And this is one of the early papers in symbolic artificial intelligence, or artificial intelligence in general. And he proposes this idea of writing a problem solver that can learn from its experience and also accept advice from an external entity and communicate with an external entity. So he calls this software an advice taker, or the advice taker. So when I talk about advice taker, I'm talking about the software he envisions in this 1959 paper, Programs with Common Sense. And in particular, his notion of common sense is far beyond what you see in almost any piece of software today. Maybe with large language models very recently, you could argue that there's some common sense. Even that's, I think, highly debatable. However, interacting with a compiler or a text editor or word processor or things like that, I think there's really no common sense in those programs, even many decades after this original proposal. McCarthy describes this notion of an advice taker, and he proposes features of the advice taker that he thinks would be critical for building something. So, for example, all the behaviors of the system have to be representable in the system itself. So this is a system that, to some extent, understands its own capabilities and behaviors. And also, the system has to be extensible in a simple way. And the system has to be able to improve its behavior. And there are other features of this program that McCarthy considers important. And then in the paper, he talks about different ways you could describe such a system using imperative or declarative sentences or language.